Scott Schellenberger is the Baltimore County State's attorney, and he joins us now to give reaction and maybe a little explanation to the high court's decision today. It had to do with juveniles and whether or not they could spend life in prison without parole on a specific crime and conviction. Scott, what are your thoughts on this? What have you learned about this?
Well, today the Supreme Court issued a ruling in a case called Miller versus Alabama, in which they held that juveniles who are convicted of murder cannot mandatorily be sentenced to life without parole. There are a number of states that mandate life without parole when certain individuals commit a murder. And the Supreme Court said, no, this can't be a mandatory factor. There needs to be discretion involved, and there needs to be a process, is what the court held, basically so that the sentencing authority can take a look at the age of the individual as one of the considerations as to whether life without parole is a proper sentence. This really will not have any effect under Maryland law. Under Maryland law, those convicted of murder always have a discretionary sentence. Now, the state's attorney has the right to ask for a life without parole sentence, but it's always up to the judge to determine whether the sentence should be life or life without parole, whether it's an adult or a juvenile. So this Supreme Court case will have very little impact on Maryland law.
Scott, I know the high court has been making different rulings regarding juveniles and their punishments and their cases in general. Does this just, does it seem to be a theme for them this term?
It's not just this term. It's actually going back over the last several years. A couple of years ago, they ruled that juveniles could not get the death penalty. Those under 18, even if eligible, they ruled it was unconstitutional as cruel and unusual punishment for juveniles to get the death penalty. And then you fast forward a little bit farther, and they ruled that juveniles could not get life without parole in a non-homicide case, that is, a case that did not result in death. So really, this is really the third opinion that basically focuses in on the propriety of different sentences for those who are convicted of pretty heinous crimes but have been convicted under the age of 18.
And has juvenile law been a really kind of gray area for some time that the high court's been taking up these challenges?
I think what's happened is over the last several years, really maybe going back a decade, you've seen more and more juvenile cases moving into the adult court. And because of that, it does take several years before the Supreme Court kind of catches up with what's going on in the ground floor in the states. And so it's just really a question of the Supreme Court starting to take a look at the cases that really have been brought for the last several years. For instance, your listeners may recall Nicholas Browning was sentenced to two life sentences here in the state of Maryland for his murder of his four family members. So in that case, we did go after a life sentence and not a life without parole sentence, but nonetheless, it would have been proper either way under this decision here today because it wasn't a mandatory sentence. It was a sentence where the judge could decide to give it or not give it. So what's happening here is the Supreme Court's really just kind of catching up with what prosecutors are doing in various states and out throughout the country.
Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ann.